I'm pleased to welcome to the Caregiver Smile Summit, Reverend Larry Wildermuth. He serves as chairman of the CODA Alliance, the developer of what we're going to be speaking about today, the Go Wish Cards. He has been part of CODA since its beginning in 1999 as the Community Coalition for the End of Life. He has served in the pastoral ministry for 25 years before serving as a hospital chaplain for the last 20 at Santa Clara Valley Medical Center. He serves by taking care of patients, their families, and staff. He serves on several interdisciplinary teams, as well as the Adult Medical Ethic Committee and the Infant Bioethics Committee. He was honored recently with the Employee Excellence Award, congratulations, in December of 2016 by the Board of Supervisors of Santa Clara County. Welcome, Reverend Larry.
Well, it's a privilege for me to be here and to share in this summit.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. And I came across your cards once upon a time purchased them and said, wow, what a great tool in a non-threatening way to get people to talk about these issues. So let's start from the beginning so our viewers will understand. What are Go Wish cards and how were they developed?
Okay. Well, back in 1999, we were part of an end-of-life commission, and we began to see a need to develop tools for end-of-life discussions. And in all that was going on, we found it very hard to start that conversation. So our director, Dr. Elizabeth Menken, did some research, and we started some focus groups and developed the Go Wish cards, which are 36 cards based on focus group studies used in clinical settings as well as home settings with elder laws, with social workers and other situations to be able to ask the patient and the caregivers what their specific needs are.
Great. So can you share with us, I know you use these personally, but can you share with our viewers some of the questions and situations they pose to people?
So they can be used in a number of different ways. They're just 36 cards, just like regular playing cards, that you go through and you ask the patient or you ask your loved one, what I'd like you to do is to go through the cards. One of the great things on our website of CODAalliance.org, there's actually a discussion and a demonstration in how to use them. But you can go through these cards and you put them in three piles, and just deciding, this is really important to me, this is somewhat important, this is not important. So, in other words, one of them says, not being a burden to my family. How important is that? And so you put that in a pile. To maintain my dignity, to be free from pain, to have my family with me. Other ones is to be able to pray, to have a chaplain with me, to be at peace with God. So we talk about emotional and spiritual and psychological issues that they can lay down there. And then once you complete that, then you pick up the most important pile and then you ask them to specifically explain what that means to them. Because what might mean to me might be a little different than what my loved one might express.
Perfect. So obviously, I almost look at these as something that can be done before you fill out that living will and appoint a medical power of attorney, especially if you're putting, if you're going through this with your potential POA, that everybody's on the same page. Do you see them as serving that role?
Definitely. I think the question is, do you want the paperwork done or the discussion done? And my point is, you want both done. As a chaplain in the hospital, we've had advanced directives filled out, called the surrogate decision maker, and they said they didn't even know that they were the decision maker, or they didn't know what the wishes were of the person. So I think it's important to have that piece of paper done, but if you haven't had the discussion, how will they know what your values are? So taking the time and understanding what your loved one or what the family member wants and desires. And the good thing is, this isn't a one-time discussion, because as a disease progresses, you know, you can fill out your advance directive at 18, and what you want at 18 might be very different than what you want, you know, that when you've been diagnosed with a disease or some other situation has happened, and so things have changed. Like maybe one of the cards was to have, excuse me, my finances in order, but maybe by this time you've already taken care of that, so that's cards off the table. And so it's a very fluid, can be done at any different any time along the journey.
Yeah, it's interesting. Attorneys will tell you to update your will on a continual basis and your estate planning and even your end of life wishes. And these cards obviously will lend to that. So I understand you use these personally. Can you share the story?
Yeah. You know, my first of all, I think it's really important to have your advance directive filled out, and not only to name a primary, but a secondary. Because my mother and dad filled out their advance directives, and my dad named my mother, and my mother named my dad. And one day they were taking a trip, and my dad was killed instantly in the car crash, and my mother was very severely injured. The problem was my dad naming my mother, he didn't need a decision maker, and she was not able to speak for him. And my mother's decision maker had died at the scene of the accident. So I really encourage somebody to have a secondary decision maker. But when my mother filled out her new advance directive, she named myself as primary and my brother as secondary. And so I took the cards and said, "Mom, help me. I think I know what you want. But would you take these cards and would you make those three piles of what's really important, what's somewhat important, and not important?" And I stayed with her. You, in different settings, sometimes you can leave the cards with somebody and say, "I'll come back in an hour, I'll come back tomorrow," depending upon what the setting is. But then in taking those, what's really important to me, I said, "Mom, help me to understand what they mean." And as we went through, you know, she could clarify verbally what it meant to her not to be in pain. Because many times, you know, it's how much pain are you willing to endure in order to be able to communicate with loved one? And to ask that a little more in depth. And then as we moved along, she clarified other issues. There were no real surprises for me, but every once in a while with a family member or a loved one, you can find out, they may want something that you didn't know about. There's one of my favorite cards is what we call the wild card. And this can be anything that you want. And because once in a while we miss something, and one of the persons that I spoke to in the hospital, their wild card is they wanted to have their cat with them at the end of life. And we wouldn't have thought to put that down, but many times, you know, a pet is very meaningful, or sometimes even an artifact or a blanket or something that has some sentimental or emotional attachment people would like to have with them at the end of their life.
Yeah, well, that's really powerful. And you did mention something that I'd like to explore a little bit. You did say that you can leave them with the person and they could, go through them. But you also talked about the importance of the conversation, especially if you're maybe the POA, of understanding the wishes. So you can do these individually or in a group. How would, if I was bringing out these to my family members, might it work?
If you're in a setting, I've had people on their 50th birthday, around the table, they had advanced directives at everybody's table. And they passed out the cards and said, "I want you to go through these cards. Tell me what's important. I want you to fill out your advanced directive as a birthday gift to me before we leave tonight." And so that was, I thought was a very unique gift. Not only, that's the gift I would like for you to give to me, that I know that you filled that out. And I think sometimes it's just, it takes away the whole death and dying situation, because it doesn't have to be just addressed then, but just say, if a loved one asks you to be a decision maker, well, can you help me to understand what it is that's important to you right now? And I have this great tool. In fact, one of the things I really like about Code Alliance is being an alliance, it isn't just about us, but we're willing to work with anyone. So we've worked with Respecting Choices and other groups. In fact, on our website, there is a what we call a consumer report listing of all of the tools that we use that are available, from the Conversation Project to other kinds of things. We talk about them, how to get in contact with them, if that would be of help to you. Because we want to get the conversation going, and it doesn't have to be just Go Wish Cards.
Yeah, exactly. Get the conversation going. So I know that we're having, as I had mentioned to you offline, a caregiving cruise for family care partners, and we like to use these on the cruise ship. And you obviously graciously not only allowed us to do that, but you pointed me to a lot of different resources that would supplement and complement and prepare us for using those cards in a setting. So can you share those with our viewers as well?
Well, the opportunities to, I'm sorry, I don't know what you mean.
Okay. I think when you were pointing me toward resources, do you have videos that show how to use them and things like that?
I do. So if you go to our website, codaalliance.org, we have a resource catalog that will give you all kinds of places and other tools that you can use for the conversation. There's a video there that will show you how to use the cards themselves. There are some white papers that have been written by Dr. Mencken as well as others on the effectiveness of Go Wish cards. And there's other testimonies and other stories that can be linked there. I think the greatest thing that's on CodaAlliance.org is you can play Go Wish a card game for free. You go there, there's a link there. And so you do the same thing. You click and drag the card down to what's most important and somewhat important. And then you can save that game. And then what I like is that, say, if you're in Los Angeles and your surrogate decision maker lives in Arizona, you can email that to them. And then you can have a discussion about, you know, what's important to you. It's a great tool that can be used for free. And then if you want to go ahead and buy a deck, that's available. But this you could do even this afternoon.
Well, thanks for clarifying that for me. So is there any last thoughts you'd like to give to people? Last thoughts, that was not deliberate, but you might want to give to people about the value of having these.
Well, I think, first of all, two important things. One is to have an advanced directive. And I have an opportunity to meet with palliative care doctors and other doctors throughout the hospital through the years, and it's amazing how many medical personnel don't have an advanced directive done. But I think it's really important to take the time to do it. But even more important than that is to have the conversation. And so I find that Go Wish is a very easy tool to facilitate that conversation, because many times with family members, it's uncomfortable. You go and you talk to your mom and dad, and they say, "I don't want to talk about death." And I say, "Well, that's fine, mom. I mean, that's fine, dad. But can you help me to understand that, you know, what's important to you?" And then just give them the cards and explain how to do it. And then we don't have to just talk about death, but we can just talk about what's important in life and the things that are important preceding death, up, you know, all along that journey, because there's lots of decisions that will be made before those final decisions. So take the time to have that conversation, I think, is the most important.
Absolutely. And I'll encourage our viewers to do so. So Reverend Larry Wildermuth, I want to thank you for taking the time and being on the Caregiver Smile Summit.
It's my privilege. God bless.